Okay, Tuesday night, Simon Kuf Yudalad. We'll just read over Sifhei and Vav, what we did last night, yesterday. And there's no Eitzah to say it in Shema Tefillah, as there is if you don't say the same Talumotor, because the Ran explains in the Maseches Tainis, the same Talmudor is a bakasha, so if you forget it, you can make the bakasha in Shema Tefillah. But Morid HaGeshem is Shevach, it's praise of Hashem, so it doesn't fit in Shema Tefillah. So that's why that's not an Eitzah, and that's why it says Machzirin also, you have to say Shmoneh Esrei over again. We saw in the Bir Halacha a question from Rav Kiveger Friday night, whether you would have to go back for forgetting Mashiv Ruach, since B'di'evad Yotze with Me'en Sheva of, you know, Mogen Ovos Bidvoro, meaning with the Bracha, of course, Baruch Ato Hashem, and Mekadosh HaShabbos, if you end up saying that Friday night by mistake, the whole thing, with the Bracha, not just the Mogen Ovos paragraph, but the beginning and the end also, so Yotze B'di'evad. So, if you don't say Mashiv Ruach, maybe it's no worse than Me'ein Sheva. You've said Shemona Esrei without Mashiv Ruach. Why should that be worse than Me'ein Sheva? So you blame Sorechian. Itaka is Sorechian. Why are you going to be the Evid with Me'ein Sheva? And you most like a Shema if you didn't say Mashiv Ruach.
When you say
Well, who's you? The Chazan. What? You don't have to. We say it's just a minute. We're not saying the bracha. We're just singing. You know, it's a minute to say it for the tzibur to say it along with the chazan. But does the chazan have to say the bracha again if he said? I think so. Yes, because that's keneged Hamelech Hakadosh. The bracha. It's keneged Birchas Kedusha. So it's a funny of Kivega, like, you know, it's a good question. Why is Yotzev in the Evid? Rani Milish, Terence says all these things are dependent on Matbeah Shatobu Chachomim. They're not really inherent. They're not inherent. If you didn't say it, you have to daven over, because it's so important that you have to daven over, because you didn't say it yet. That's not the pshat. The pshat is you didn't do Kematbeah Shatobu Chachomim. So, for whatever reason, when they... the tzad that you yotzeh with the Eved with Me'ein Sheva Friday night, so, and it doesn't have Mashiv Ruach in it. That's the Matbeah Shetobu Chachomim, as it's called, is not that. But the Kivega's tzad is that when you say Shemona Esrei without Mashiv Ruach, it shouldn't be worse than Me'ein Sheva. Okay. So the Bir Halacha remains with Tzarechiyah. But, you know, it could happen Friday night forgetting Mashiv Ruach. Simple as that. Okay, Vani Milish Le Hisker Tala, but Le Hisker Tala in Machzir and also the Mechaber says, which is one of the good things about saying Tala all year round, that you never have to worry about if you said Mashiv Ruach or not, Morid HaGeshem, meaning, because you for sure said Tala, because that you say a whole year, or you say it in the summer too, so even if you forgot yourself and you didn't have it special for the winter, but you would have, your mouth would have said Morid HaTal. Why in Machzir and also if you say Tal? Because it's enough, again, in the She'elah, it's not enough. If you just say the same Tal Livracha, Al Pneho Adama, you're not Yotze, you have to say Shemoneh Esrei over again. Because when you're requesting something, so if you have to request Motor, so requesting Tal is not requesting Motor, so it's not good enough. But when you're praising Hashem, the purpose in this Bracha is the fact that it's Shevach, Hazkara, as it's called, Hazkara, as opposed to She'elah. So it's enough of a praise. It's your Mevarech Hashem in the second brach of Gevuros, Hashem showing his Gevura by giving Gishamim. So to speak, enough Gevura is exhibited by his being Morid Atal, so that's the reason for this din. But it wouldn't apply in She'elah. That wouldn't apply in She'elah. The Bir Halacha brings out from the Prima Gadim that's only B'di'evet. In other words, you've already said the Baruch Ato Hashem of Mechaye HaMesim, so you don't have to say it over Shemona Esrei, or you don't have to go back to the beginning of, well, in this case, you don't have to go back to the beginning of Shemona Esrei if you said Morid HaTal. But if you didn't yet say Baruch HaTashem Mechaye HaMesim, So certainly you should say Morid HaGeshem properly, the way Chazal will misaken. You should not rely on your saying Morid HaTal. You should say the way Chazal wanted you to say it, which is Morid HaGeshem, but, and you could say it anywhere, as we'll see in the next sif, you can insert it anywhere in the bracha. It doesn't, it's not ma'akeh that it's in the place that Chazal, you know, worked out for it. You could really end up saying it after Somech Noflim, Drofei Cholim, Umatir Asurim, Mashavaruch Morid HaGeshem. Sivvav, Amed Dvar, Mamurim, Shemachzirin, Osuk Shalomar, Bimil Sankshum, Morid HaGeshem, Hainuk Shasim, Kol HaBracha, the hischil bracha shachreha. This is one of the manifestations of the din that it's not really called you finished the bracha until you started the next bracha. So here's where you have an example of it. So when you started the next bracha, even just with the word atah, you said atah v'atah kadosh. Ba'oz chozer l'rosh ha'tfila, as we saw, aval nizkar kodim shasiyim ha'bracha, you can insert it anywhere. And the Mechaber holds, even after you said Baruch Atah Hashem Chayim Mesim, you can insert it if you didn't start yet at Tok Kadosh. So he's saying 2 points. You can insert it anywhere in the bracha. And then he's saying that when you finish the bracha and didn't start the next one, it's still called, you're holding by this bracha. So if you can insert it anywhere, you can insert it here too now.
Now, when we say starting the next bracha, that means starting
Atah, saying the word Atah.
I'm
good child.
No,
it's because you started the next bracha. The place can talk about the word atah. You're asking, what about ah? It's a good question. I don't want to answer it. I don't know the answer. I mean, I could see two tzadotim. I could see the unit is the word. Or, I don't know. Maybe the unit's the word. I mean, the place can talk about the word. I would say maybe I don't know. I mean, I would have to check. But Svara tells me the word Taka. That's the, you know, when you break down the units, it breaks down to the words. You don't break it down into syllables. It's unintelligible syllables. So a word. I would say the word.
It's starting the next bracha. Not that you.
Yeah, it's, that's for sure. It's starting the next bracha. If that's a raya, then that's another raya to the Svara. I say in Svara it has to be a word. Less than a word is unintelligible. How could it be called you started it? But certainly the pshat is because you started the next bracha. Okay. So you could say Mashavuach Marad Goshem anywhere you remember. You don't have to put it, you don't have to go back to Atah Gibor. So if you didn't finish the bracha, you can just put in Mashavuach Marad Goshem. And even if he was Messiah in the bracha, but he didn't yet start Atah Kadosh. So he could say Mashiach Baruch Marad HaGeshem at that point, so to speak, L'shitaso, that it's called he didn't finish the bracha yet. And this applies to Yalav V'Yavo and Rosh Chodesh, Shachris and Mincha, when you would have to say Shemona Esrei over again, the Mishnah Berurah says. So as long as you didn't start the next bracha, it's not called you finished this one. So then he says, that's regarding things that would require you to say Shemona Esrei over again. So we're makil call it, then, you know, we don't make you start, if you would have to start Shemona Esrei over again, so we say this svara that you don't have to start Shemona Esrei over again because you remembered and you said it before you started the next bracha. But, so it's like a kula, so that you shouldn't have to say all the shams and the bracha over again and so on and so forth. But, regarding things that ain't machzir and also, like Atochan Antonu or Yalav Yavo at Meir Vanish Chodesh, that's tonight, or Al Anisim. So there the din is, you don't go back and say it once you finish the bracha, but they would not make you say Shemona Esrei over again. So there we consider finishing the bracha, just finishing the bracha. You don't have to start the next bracha. That's what the Mishnah Berurah says. Dikratekim k'shamar Hashem shal habracha. He says this in the name of the Prima Godim and other Achrayim. Okay, so that's Shita number one in the Mishnah Berurah. That the din, that it's not called you finished this bracha till you started the next one, and therefore you could say whatever you have to say, is only for things that would make you go back to say Shemona Esrei. And the pshat is because we want to avoid that. That's the pshat in the Chiluk. So that would include Yalav Yavo, Shachris, and Mincha. And it would include the Saint Talamotor, right? And it would include, obviously, Mashiach Ruach, which is what we're talking about.
And what do you do? Say it right there?
So you say it right there before you start the next bracha. Yes. But legabe things that do not make you say the whole Shemona Esrei over again. So now the question is, did you finish the bracha and too late? Or you didn't finish the bracha and you can say it where it is? This would include Yalav Yavo or Vishchodesh Mayriv and Al Hanisin. Then it's called you finished the bracha once you actually finished the bracha, even if you did not start the next one. So there's a big nafkamina between Shachris and Arvis on Vishchodesh. By Arvis Vishchodesh, it's called you finished the bracha without Yalav Yavo once you said Amach Sishkinel Solu Tzion. That's by Mayriv. By Shachris, it's not called you finished the bracha until you say the word Modi.
Then if you had to go back, you'd
if you finished,
if you start saying both,
you're talking about now Yalav Yavo, you go back to Ritzei.
Ritzei.
Yeah. Except if you finish one elsewhere, then you go back to the beginning. Yeah. Okay. V'yesh poskim shachokim, the Mishnah Berurah says. There are poskim who argue with this. The Omrim, that even for things, that they don't like this whole idea that you're still holding by the bracha if you didn't start the next one. They hold even regarding things that require you to say over the whole Shemona Esrei. It's called you finish the bracha once you finish the bracha. So, the Mishnah Berurah paskins lemaisa to do as follows. If you remember, after you said Hashem's name, you should say Lamdeni Chukecha, which was always very, very weird to us. But that's how it is. You're allowed to do that. You go say Lamdeni Chukecha, and then you are in the middle of the bracha. So then the din is, it's like you're in the middle of the bracha, because guess what? You are in the middle of the bracha, because you didn't finish it. No. But the Mishnah Berurah is only allowing you and suggesting you do that for things for which you would have to say over the whole Shemona Esrei, and the Mela you get bogged down in this Machloikis. No, you're saying Baruch Ato Hashem, Hamach Sashkenos Al Tzio. So you're saying Baruch Ato Hashem, and you remember that you forgot Yalav Yavo at that point. So now this is what the Mishnah Berurah says: Say Lamdeni Chukech. But that's only by Shachris and Mincha of Rosh Chodesh, because they are things for which you would have to say over the whole Shemona Esrei. If you finish Hamach Sashkinos Al Tzion, you get faplundered into this Machlekes in the Mishnah Berurah. Is it called you're still holding by that bracha because you didn't start the next one and you say Yalav Yavo right then and there? Or, like the Yesh Poskim, is it called too late you finished the bracha and I have to say the whole Shemona Esrei over again? So the Mishnah Berurah is compromising. He said Baruch Ata Hashem, and he's allowing you to say Lamdeni Chukecha. But it's only
and then
you can say Yalav Yavo, because now you're in the middle of the bracha. Then Yalav Yavo, and then Gevin the Sechazenu, and Edom Shulchan Tzion Brachamim. Because you always need Hachasima Me'ein Hachasima. You can't just jump into Baruch Ata Hashem Achayi Hamesim or Baruch Ata Hashem Hamach Sheshkenos Tzion. You need that one phrase that sort of leads you into the Chasima. No, you say the Sech. You don't have to go back to the beginning of the Ritzei.
Yeah, that's all you say. I don't know what I said first time.
What?
How about if a guy says, I feel more comfortable saying over Ritzei?
No, he should not. He's saying Hashem's name over again, and he's like being mafsik in Shemona Esrei. Well, technically he's not being mafsik, but he's saying extraneous words. But here's the point. But the Mishnah Berurah only says to say Lamdeni Chukecha when you said Baruch Ata Hashem, to avoid getting mired in the Machlekes, what to do when you finish the bracha and didn't start the next one by things that make you, that for which you would have to repeat the Shemona Esrei. But for Yalav Yavo of Mayir of Rosh Chodesh, or for, let's say, Al Hanisim, so then the Mishnah Berurah does not allow you to say Lamdeni Chukecha when you say Baruch Ata Hashem. Mechitesi, you can't finish your fafal, you missed it.
Why wouldn't you be able to?
What? I don't understand why you can when you can. You can't just in the middle of Shemona say, Baruch Ata Hashem, Lamdeni Chukecha. Like, I don't really get that. Good, so he's limiting it to when you have no Eitzah, to avoid a problem. You do it to avoid a problem. You're talking in the middle of Shemona Esrei, I don't know. you're throwing in a shevach takodesh baruch hu baruch at Hashem nateni chukecha, which doesn't belong there. So the Mishnah Berurah is only allowing you to do it to avoid a huge problem, let's call it. But he says it only that. I'm speaking out the Mishnah Berurah now. I'm not saying a chiddush. I'm saying it's clear. He is. He says clearly. He says only in things for which you would have to say over the Shemona Esrei. The year kilu omin adayim benta prosek v'chein kahaygamna b'chol dvorim shemachzirin also. That's what the Bir Halacha is about. That this whole Eitzah like by Mashiva Ruach you should do it, Yalav Yavov Shachris and Mincha, by the Saint Talamota you do it. What you have to remember is that you cannot do it by things for which you do not have to repeat the Shemoneh Esrei over again, like Yalav Yavu Amayev or Al Hanisim. So you can't even say Lamdeni Chukecha. You stuck, you finished, you forgot it, go home. For things which would have to, and the Mishnah Berurah wouldn't allow you to do it to avoid saying over Shemoneh Esrei too. That's not the pshat. He does it, he suggests it because of the machlaikas, so you don't know what to do. Because he's not machriya the machlaikas. He's not saying Seylam Deni Chukecha rather than repeat the whole Shemona Esrei. He's not saying that. When he was saying over the tzad of repeating the Shemona Esrei, he didn't bring in this suggestion of Seylam Deni Chukecha when you say Baruch Atah Hashem. He only brought it in when he has this machlaikas. Right? What do you do when you finish the bracha and didn't start the next one? Do you say Shemona Esrei over or not? So there, they say Seylam Deni Chukecha. But it's not... If it ever comes up, it's not higher on the hierarchy than repeating Shemona Esrei. I think it's lower in the hierarchy. It's just that he ran into a problem here because he's not being machriya the machlokes. Okay. Rishonos is considered one bracha, and the Achronos is considered one bracha. That's why you have to go back to Rasei. Of what? Saying Lamdeni Chukecha. It's brought down by Hilchos Brachas, but to just shoot it out in the middle of Shemona Esrei, to me, is very, very weird to allow that. I don't know how you can just say it in the Lush Shemoneh Esrei. I really don't get it. You can't just say things in the Lush Shemoneh Esrei. I guess you could. So the Shalosh Achronos is also considered one bracha. And we're offering a prize to whoever explains why the first and third of the last three brachas is considered Shvach Lahodah. We offered the prize already last night. It's okay, whatever answer you say, I'm going to say it's not good enough. So. But it's always described. The last three brachas are Ke'evet Shekibel Pras Meirabo Umodelo. So I heard from one of Barak's students in his house, not this past Shabbos Chanukah, but the one before, he explained the first bracha. He said, it was like a cute word, maybe it's even true, that if you express a hishtokakus, that you want to have the Beis HaMikdash and karbonos, like I want more of this. So that's a form of giving thanks. Like if someone gives you a present and you say, can I have more? So that's... You'll either get slapped in the face by your parents, or it's a nice way of saying thank you if you show you want more. Like, that's a good way to say thank you. I want more. So that's what the guy said. Do you remember that? Anybody remember that? No. It was in Barak's house. One of his Talmidim said it. I liked it. It was a good word. Okay. That only explains this. It doesn't explain Sim Shalom. I know someone said last night, Gabor Ponecha. I didn't like it. Don't repeat it. Okay. Choza LaRosh. What is the point here? Yeah, that's saying the first three brachas are considered as one. So when you have to repeat, you don't just go back to the bracha to repeat it. You don't go back to Ritzeh if you forget. Well, not. Really don't get it. You don't go back to Oh, the first three he's talking about. So if when you make a mistake in Akel HaKadosh, you don't just go back to Akel HaKadosh. You go back to the beginning of Shmoneh Esrei. And the last three, when would it be Nageya? When would the last three be Nageya? I don't know. When would it be Nageya, the last three? Say the last three are like one. When would it be Nageya? If you made a mistake in the chasima, that's all. If you messed up, Baruch Atah Hashem, Baruch Samei Yisrael B'Shalom, and you made the chasima in an invalid way. You don't have to go back for that. That's why. Or even if you said Osa HaShalom, that's not called a change. Okay, if you messed up the bracha, you messed up. Instead of saying Baruch Hashem, Baruch Samei Yisrael B'Shalom, you said something else. You were spaced out, you know. So you can't just go back to Sim Shalom. You have to go back to Ritzei. These things are all not ma'akev. No, the Mishnah Berurah says, if you messed up the chasima, I don't know how you mess up the chasima. Chosam brachazu binyan brachacheres. You said, you know, you were spaced out. You know, there's a lot of things we can do in the Lishman Esrei. We just don't like to talk about it, you know. Okay, it was good chazar, it was clear. Let's learn Siv Zion, so we'll learn something new tonight. B'chol makom she'anu omrim chozer lebracha she'ta'a ba. You know, in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei, I guess, a regular bracha. Hani mili she'ta'a b'shogeg, why avol ta'a b'mezid. It's more chomer. Maybe it's like, I think it's more like a knas even. Just more chomer. If you were aware, I don't know. I don't know why. Like, what's the Eitz Sahara here? I'm not sure. Let's put this. Right. The guy said the same bracha instead of the same Talmud de la bracha.
On purpose.
Yeah, he was mad at the Medina. You know, they just kicked the Jews out of Gush Katif. You say, I'm going to go ask for rain now. They don't deserve it. The same bracha pnehu adama. So he b'meizah didn't say it. So the din is it's more chomer. You have to go back to the beginning of Shmoneh Esrei. This is a ravyo, I think. Yeah, tur b'shem Avi Ezri. Avi Ezri is the ravyo, by the way. Same person. Avi Ezri, ravyo. So this is a ravyo, and it's partial. It's more chomer when you do it b'meizah, and they made you go back to the beginning of Shmoneh Esrei. Okay. Stop. We found. Oh, I had a.